Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lawmaster Program. The AVB's predictions regarding the coming of the Lord God are fulfilled in the man Tommy L. Hart. This is big, big news. The Bible's Lord God has come as predicted. But not only has the Lord God come, he has also come forward and revealed himself. He has told the people his name, in compliance with Psalm 94:1 and John 7:4. Having performed the works that the Bible ascribes to God, the man Tommy L. Hart fills the bill for God. It is reported by those who know him best, he has done all things well. Let's hear from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart.
Bible questions and you. That is AVB, authorized Bible questions and you. We're using the authorized version Bible. I call it simply at times the AVB. You should have one. If you don't have one, you should get one, because that's the Bible that the Lord God uses. So, Bible, AVB, questions, and you. But first, I have this to share with you. The question, Mark 9, verse 16, asks, what question ye with them? What question ye with them? And that will go to the section on Bible, AVB, questions, and you. But first I want to present this. Lord, all caps, heart. Inside, Lawmaster Archives. I repeat, Lord, all caps, heart, inside, Lawmaster Archives. What does that mean? That means the man, Tommy L. Hart, has captured Lord, all caps, heart. Lord, all caps, heart is inside Lawmaster Archives. You should be familiar with Lawmaster Archives. That is the Lord God's archives. Now, you should also be familiar with the Lord God. Who is the Lord God? Who is Lord all caps? Who is Lord God? That Lord written using an a capital L, lowercase O-R-D. And we all should know who Lord all caps is. We all should know who the Lord God is. That Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D. Okay? So, Lord all caps heart, where is it? It is now inside Lawmaster Archives. The man, Tommy L. Hart, has captured Lord All Caps' heart. Lord All Caps' heart is inside Lawmaster Archives. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is in possession of Lord All Caps' heart. That's a very important point. Very important. But you listen carefully. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is in possession of Lord All Caps Heart. Remember, earlier I have been speaking on Lord All Caps Heart, and we found that Lord All Caps rejoices in the fact that his heart is fixed, made right, put in proper order. Lord, all caps rejoices for that. But who has done that? And Lord, all caps gives the credit to God. We know who God is, okay? We've talked extensively on this, and so we know that. We know who the individuals that I am and will speak of, we know who they are, all right? If you don't, that's why Lawmaster, that's one of the reasons Lawmaster Archives exists, for your good, for your learning, and then for your acting on what you learn, the things that apply to you, carrying those things out. Okay, now, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is in possession of Lord All Caps Hart. That is a great victory for the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, and a great defeat for Lord All Caps. Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has overcome his and his people's long-standing enemy, Lord All Caps. Okay? And that is, if Lord All Caps is their enemy, then Lord All Caps' people are their enemies as well. But the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has overcome his and his people's longstanding enemy, Lord All Caps, and we'll say also Lord All Caps' people, the people belonging to Lord All Caps, the Gentiles, alias white people. In the Job 19, verse 6 statement, Lord All Caps declares his defeat and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's victory over him. He says, "Know now that God has overcome me." So you're seeing what this statement means now, as other statements which I present and explain and show the meaning. Lord All Caps has said, he has declared, "Know now that God has overthrown me." Real words, real meaning. And what about Lord All Caps' people? That's a good question. They have acknowledged their defeat and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's amazing victory as well. Their statement is set in 1 John chapter 4, verse 17. They say to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, quote, "As he is, so are we." That is, as Lord All Caps is, so are they, his people. Well, how is Lord All Caps their covenant God? The Gentiles' covenant God, remember? Answer, Lord All Caps, the Gentiles' covenant God, is defeated by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Therefore, Lord All Caps' people say, as he, Lord All Caps, is defeated by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, so are we. As he, Lord All Caps, is defeated by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, so are we. So we have statements from both Lord All Caps and his people declaring their defeat by the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now remember, I give the understanding. I don't just read scripture, okay, and passages. I give the understanding. I give the intended understanding, okay? Now, moving on. Obviously, this is big, big news. But wait a minute. There is more. There's the 1 John 5 verse 4 statement. The three-word headline. Get this. The three-word headline, which says, God overcometh the world. That's a headline. And we know that overcome means to conquer. It means to defeat. God overcometh the world. That's in, that headline is in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. What a headline. God overcometh the world. But is that what the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done? Defeated? Conquered the world? What has the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, done? Answer. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has overcome the Lord, all caps, and his people, the Gentiles, and not the whole world. Get this. Get this. Listen. Listen and get understanding. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has overcome the Lord, all caps, and his people, the Gentiles, and not the whole world, as the written headline says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 4. Okay? The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, I'm stating the facts now, okay? And that's one of the facts. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has overcome Lord all caps and his people, the Gentiles, and not the whole world. It is, well, let me say this. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, is in possession of Lord all caps heart and not the heart of the world. It is the Lord, all caps, and not the world, who has said, know now that God hath overthrown me. Okay? Therefore, for Lord, all caps, to give the headline saying, God overcometh the world, is a stretch of the facts. Okay? Get that. Therefore, Lord all caps asked the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Romans 6, verse 1 question, saying, what shall we say then? Get the understanding. Lord all caps, I'm sorry, Lord Tommy L. Hart has declared the written, he has declared Lord all caps written headline, he has declared it, not according to the facts. He has declared it to be not according to the facts, and therefore incorrect, inaccurate. All right? Because the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has said that headline is a stretch of the facts. Therefore, Lord, all caps, ask the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Romans 6, verse 1 question, saying, what shall we say then? What shall we say then? My answer to Lord all caps is this. You shall see your headline should say, God overcometh the Lord, and that Lord should be written using all capital letters because it is a reference to the papacy and the head of the papacy. Okay? My answer again to Lord all caps is, you shall say, God overcometh the Lord, and that Lord should be written using all capital letters because it's a reference to the papacy and the papacy's head, which is the Pope. Now, what have I done? Answer. In answer to Lord All Caps Romans 6 verse 1 question, what shall we say then? I have given Lord All Caps a factual headline, and my ruling on the headline shown in 1 John 5 verse 4 is it is a stretch of the facts. I have again answered or given answer to a Lord All Caps question. Okay? Now, then there's Lord All Caps question set in Acts chapter 2 verse 37 saying, men and brethren, what shall we do? The answer, James 4 verse 7 says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Lord All Caps and his people have already declared the victory is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart's, and the defeat is theirs. So what shall they do? James 4, 7, these statements here will give the answer to the question, what shall we do? Lord All Caps question, what shall we do? James 4, verse 7, they, the Gentiles, including the Pope, it says, the answer says, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. God has overthrown you. Now, submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Then there's James 4, 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 statement. Commandment. Saying, present your bodies a living sacrifice to God. And then there's the James 4, verse 10 statement given in answer to the question, what shall we do? And that statement says, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord. And we know now that this Lord, capital L, lowercase O-R-D, is a reference to the Lord God, the man, Tommy L. Hart. So, they shall do three things here that I've written down. Submit themselves, therefore, to God. Present their bodies a living sacrifice to God. And humble themselves in the sight of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. That means the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, must see these things done. They must do these things before, in the presence of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, they shall submit themselves to God, present their bodies to God, and humble themselves in the sight of God. These things have to do with the Gentiles, covenant God, the Pope. You may know him better as the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, and his people. So, submit themselves to God, present their bodies to God, and humble themselves in the sight of God. Another thing they are required to do is given in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 17, and that is fear God. Again, we know who this God is. This God is found to be the man, Tommy L. Hart. Evidence of their fearing God will be shown in their submitting to God presenting themselves to God and humbling themselves in the sight of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Those three things will be the evidence that they fear, they, the Gentiles, and the Pope, their covenant God, fear God. The evidence that they fear the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. We have found out that the AVB speaks of real people in real time. Okay? It speaks beforehand regarding, with regard to real people, okay, in real time. These things that I'm reading from the AVB determine things that must be done. That's the law. These are the things that are to be done that I have shown you. Now, remember, Lord Allcaps has said to Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, in Matthew 14, verse 28, Lord, bid me come to thee. And I have spoken on and shown you the communing, the conversating going on between Lord Allcaps and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. And now, remember the headline, question and answer? It is clear. The communing between the two parties continues. That is, the communing between Lord Allcaps and the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, continues. And it is clear the Lord Allcaps, you may be more familiar with him as being the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church, it is clear Lord Allcaps has the obligation of fearing God to be evidenced in submitting himself to God, presenting himself to God, and humbling himself in the sight of God. And we know that the God spoken of here is the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Very, very important things here. Very important things. Very important matters. Matters of great import. Found in the AVB / KJV. Authorized Version Bible / King James Version. We know that the Authorized Version Bible, AVB, is also called King James Version or King James Bible, KJV. Okay? So, now I turn to Bible questions and you. AVB / KJV questions and you. The questions that I will present speak to matters of great import. The questions serve as prompters, reminders. They show things that must be dealt with. And the questions serve as a measuring device to show what one knows and what one does not know, but should know. Here are the questions. Take the questions personally. Take the questions personally. Lord Allcaps is doing the questioning. Okay? Because these questions were written by Lord Allcaps. So he is doing the question, the questioning. Okay? And we can call this an inquisition. An inquisition. the questioning. Okay, now we begin with these questions. And we'll see that these first questions I will present, that they are very personal to you. They are matters they have to do with you, the hearer, the listener. Okay? Let's begin, because we have many. Okay? And I do hope to finish this in this episode. Okay. The first question, Lord Allcaps asks, who are you? I want you to imagine yourself taking a test. You know, sometimes in school, students have to take a test, and they have to fill out personal information with regard to their name, their age, where they live, this and that. Personal matters. Okay? Okay, so, and then after that, they get to the real test, okay? So, Lord Allcaps asks you, the question set in Ruth chapter 3, verse 9, who art thou? Who art thou? In Acts 19:15, Lord Allcaps asks, who are you? And in, those two questions asking the same thing. Who are you? Okay. Next question, Lord Allcaps asks, it comes from John chapter 1, verse 8. Where dwellest thou? Where do you live? Okay. You remember having to put your address on certain things? Questionnaires, tests, and all, et cetera. Who are you? Where dwellest thou? Where do you live? John 1:8. And Ruth 3:9, the question, who are you? Who art thou? Then there's the question, it's in Jonah chapter 1, verse 8. And it's also in Genesis chapter 47, verse 3. Lord Allcaps asks you, what is your occupation? Are you a doctor? Are you a bank teller? An engineer? A professor? A student? Maybe in college? What is your occupation? In Daniel chapter 4, verse 35, Lord Allcaps asks, what doest thou? What do you do? Okay? Personal questions. In Genesis chapter 47, verse 8, Lord Allcaps asks you, how old art thou? How old are you? Lord Allcaps doing the questioning here. By way of Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Then there's a question. Genesis, I may have misreferenced this. This question, what doest thou? It's in Daniel. It's found in Daniel chapter 4, verse 35. What doest thou? What do you do? Now in Genesis chapter 47, verse 8, Lord Allcaps asks you, how old art thou? How old are you? Are you in your 80s, 90s, maybe 100, maybe 50-something, 20-something, 18, just approaching adulthood? You may be even younger. How old are you? Lord Allcaps asks. And then Lord Allcaps in Genesis chapter 3, verse 9 asks, where thou? Where art thou? Where are you? Those are personal questions pertaining to you as an individual. And I set forth this question at the very beginning. The overriding question here is asked, Lord All Caps asked the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what question ye with them? What question ye with them? For them is the people, the hearers of this information, the hearers of the questionnaire, this questionnaire, okay? The hearers of this inquisition. What question you with them? And that question is set in Mark chapter 9, verse 16. Why or for what reason are you questioning them? And I have told you, at the beginning that the questionnaire, the questions serve as prompters and reminders. They show things that must be dealt with. For you personally, the questions serve as a, for you the people personally, the questions serve as a measuring device to show what one knows and what one does not know. You are responsible for answering the questions, and you should be as honest as possible. Surely, with regard to these first personal questions, you know the answer. You know who you are. You know where you live. You know what your occupation is, if you have one. You know what you are doing. You know how old you are. You know where you are. And then there's this question, personal question. Genesis 44, verse 19. Have ye a father? Do you have a father? So those, I have counted here eight very personal questions. Okay? So let's get on with the questions. Now, and as I said, there are many. Since we have the personal information, Lord All Caps gets to the real meat of the matter with these questions. He asks you in 1 Samuel 18, verse 18, Lord All Caps says, quote, who am I, end quote. He asks you who he is. You should know who Lord All Caps is. Therefore, he asks, who is he? He says, quote, who am I, end quote. He is Lord All Caps. All right, moving on. He asked the Lord God the same question. Listen, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 18. Lord All Caps says to the Lord God, and it's obvious, he says, quote, who am I, O Lord God? End quote. I had to give answer to that question. I was responsible for answering that question because Lord All Caps asked me directly who he is. All right? The same with you. He asked you who he is. Okay, now, going on. In Psalm 18, verse 31, Lord All Caps asked you, the hearer, the listener, the questionnaire, he asks, who is God? You hear me speak of God. He asks you, who is God? Okay? Then he asks you in Matthew chapter 16, verse 15, who say ye that I am? That's a direct quote. Quote, who say ye that I am? End quote. Lord All Caps asks you that question. Okay? And Genesis 4, chapter 10, Lord, all caps, asks you. Well, let me not present that question. Let me not pose that one. Let's move on. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 9. Lord, all caps, asks you, quote, who is the Lord? And that's all capital letters, Lord. Who is Lord, all caps? Zechariah chapter 4, verse 2, and Amos chapter 5, verse 8. Lord, all caps, asks you, quote, what seest thou? And just think about this. You're reading the Bible. When you read the Bible, this is what Lord Allcaps is talking about. When you read the Bible, what do you see? Have you seen anything when you read the Bible? And if so, Lord Allcaps asks you, what is it? What do you see? What have you seen in your reading the Bible? Okay? Now, Lord all caps says something personally to me, Lord God. He asked me in Genesis chapter, no, he doesn't ask me, he tells me. He actually confers something that I have done, okay? Something that I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, have done. Lord God says to me in Genesis chapter 16, verse 13, thou, God, seest me. Yes, as I have studied, read, and analyzed the content of the Authorized Version Bible, the AVB, I have seen Lord God. I have found him out. Therefore, Lord all caps, I have seen Lord all caps, okay? And therefore, Lord all caps confirms something that I have done. He says, thou, God, seest me. But these things are very good. This is great information. Lawmaster Archives is there for your good. You can go to Lawmaster Archives anytime, any day, any hour. Isn't that wonderful? To get this wonderful information coming from you know who. All right? Now, moving on, Matthew 11, verse 3. Listen to this question Lord all caps asks you. He asks, art thou he or she, you may be a female, art thou he or she that should come? Wow, the question is there to the reader. Are you the one that was supposed to come, or that is predicted to come in the AVB / KJV? Are you the one that should come, or do we look for another? That's the question. All these questions deserve answers. From the personal questions, who are you, how old are you, what you do, what's your occupation, to these questions here. All of them deserve answers, and they can be answered. That's the thing. They are answerable by you and by me. You either know the answer or you don't. You either have an answer or you don't to these things. Moving on. But he asked a question, Matthew 11, verse 3, art thou he? The question came to me a long time ago. I had to answer. Okay? So I am not putting forth questions to you that I don't already know the answer. Okay? Every question that I'm putting to you, obviously, not your personal questions, such as who you are and what's your age and your occupation and all like that. But these other questions, you know, have come to you. They are answerable by me. They are answerable by you. These are doable questions, okay? Answerable questions. All right, moving on. So he asked, are you? He came to me, you know. He said, are you he that should come? Or do we look for another? Okay? I had to give answer. I had to respond. I had to respond officially, okay? My responses are official responses. Because Lord Allcaps has demanded answer from me. And just as these questions are official questions, my answers that I have given are official answers. All right? They are part of my duty. Now, moving on. Acts 8, verse 30. Lord Allcaps asked you, the hearer, understandest thou what thou readest? Okay, there we go. When you read the Bible, do you understand what you are reading? Yes or no? If you understand, then these other questions, preceding questions I have asked, not speaking about your personal questions, but these other questions I have asked, if you understand Bible content, then you know the correct answer. You know the intended answer. Okay? But you are to answer, you know, however you see fit. You see what I'm saying? Like I said, you either know or you don't. You can either give an intelligent answer to these questions or you cannot. You either say, yes, I know the answer, and you can give it, you can prove it, or you don't know the answer. Okay? So be honest. Be honest with the questionnaire, with Lord Allcaps' questionnaire. Be honest. Okay? Do you understand what you read when you read the AVB? Do you understand it? Okay? All right, moving on. Genesis 4:10. What hast thou done? What have you done? You know, Lord Allcaps has said many things in the AVB that are to be done. What have you done with regard to the things Lord Allcaps has said do? What hast thou done? Isaiah chapter 45, verse 10. What hast thou brought forth? If you have studied the AVB, its contents, and you've understood what you read, the things in the AVB, you have seen things in the AVB, then Lord Allcaps asks you in Isaiah chapter 45, verse 10, he says, what have you brought forth? This question came to me also. I've brought forth many things from the AVB. I'm now bringing forth this questionnaire. Okay? Lord Allcaps is asking you, what have you brought forth? All right, moving on. Numbers 23:23. Lord Allcaps asks, what has God wrought? Well, to answer that question, you must first know who God is. And then it asks you, what has God wrought? Okay. 1 Kings 21, verse 10. Lord Allcaps asks the question, hast thou found me? Have you found Lord Allcaps? If you found him, then you know exactly who Lord Allcaps is. You know his name. You know his position. You know where his dwelling place is. If you have found Lord Allcaps, he asks you, hast thou found me, O mine enemy? He calls you his enemy. Now, this questionnaire Lord All Caps questionnaire, I'm presenting it to black people, okay? I am presenting this questionnaire to black people, Israelites included. If you are black, okay, if you are black, and if you are an Israelite, then this questionnaire is to you. All right? Now, and Lord All Caps asks you, have you found him? And he calls you his enemy. The question came to me, and I gave answer. And my answer was and is, to that question, I have found thee. Okay? Now, moving on. Have you found Lord All Caps? Have you found him out? Do you know who he is? I'm not talking about, no, don't say God up in the sky. That won't do. Okay? Do you know who he really is? And where he really lives? Do you know? Hast thou found him? Hast thou found him? Okay, moving on. Genesis 31, verse 37. Lord All Caps asks, what hast thou found? When you read the AVB, what have you found? He's already asked, what have you done? He's already asked, what have you brought forth from reading AVB content and understanding AVB content? What have you found? Have you found out Lord All Caps? What have you brought forth? Have you brought forth Lord All Caps' identity? Yes or no? Have you revealed Lord All Caps and who he is? Yes or no? Have you done it? He didn't ask. Right now, I'm not asking what have I done. The question is to you. What have you done? Have you found out Lord All Caps? Okay, moving on. What hast thou found? Genesis 31, verse 37. Now the next question, Jeremiah 23, verse 37. Lord All Caps asks you, what hath the Lord All Caps spoken? What do you know that Lord All Caps has spoken? I'll just let it stay like that. I won't add to it or take from it. I won't detract from it. Just let it go. What hath Lord All Caps spoken? What say you, the hearer, the listener? Next question. Luke 21, verse 10. Lord All Caps asks you, what is written in the law? A direct question. Easy to understand. All these questions are, do you notice this? All these questions are easy to understand. I mean, I make little comments and all, but I don't have to. All these questions are easy to understand. Who are you? Where are you? Who is Lord All Caps? What do you see? Art thou the one that should come, or do we look for another? Understand what you read? Do you understand what you read when you read the AVB? What have you done? What have you brought forth? Have you found out Lord All Caps? Have you found him? What hast thou found? What has Lord All Caps spoken? Now he asks, what is written in the law? You either know or you don't. Your answer is either, well, you have to, you know, write down what you know, okay? All right. Even if you don't send it to anyone, the questionnaire is to you. The questionnaire is very important. Remember, it serves as a measuring device to know what you know and show what you know and show what you don't know. You know, people go to church, many people, not all, they go to church, they go to Bible study, they spend a lot of time in church. Okay, They go to Sunday school. Okay. They go to camps, Bible camps, and they do some all kinds of Christian Bible conferences and all. Just everything. Now the question is, the crucial question is, what do you know about the Bible? You taught the Bible, you talk the Bible, you quote scriptures and all. What now is where the rubber meets the road. What do you know? Do you understand anything that you read in the Bible? Okay. Now, moving on. What is written in the law? Don't tell me the law is void. Don't tell the law is void. Don't tell Lord, all caps that is, the law is void. He didn't ask you that. He asked you, what is written in the law? Let me move on. Easy to understand. Next, Job 15, verse 8. Hast thou heard the secret of God? You know if you have. If you've heard the secret of God, then you know the things that pertain to God in the AVB. Okay? Have you heard the secret concerning God and the secret having to do with God? Have you heard? It didn't even ask, have you found out on your own? It asked, have you heard? So here, have you understood the secret of God? Here also means to understand. H-E-A-R, here. Okay, have you heard the law? Where am I now? Let me see. What is written in the law? And now, hast thou heard the secret of God? I move on. Okay. You can either explain God or you can't. Don't tell me your preacher said nobody can explain God in the Bible. He didn't ask you that. He just asked, hast thou heard the secret of God? Yes or no? And if so, write down your answer. What is it? Isn't that easy? This is a test. This is a questionnaire to you, coming directly to you via Blog Talk Radio. Moving on. You might say you didn't know that this many questions was in the Bible, or that the questions in the Bible were relevant to you and pertinent to you and to things that are going, what's going on here. People talk God, they talk Lord, but what do they understand about God and the Lord in the AVB, also called King James Version or King James Bible? What do you know? And these are, I wanted to say this at the beginning, and I forgot, though. Two overriding questions. What do you know, and what do you understand with regard to AVB, KJV content? What do you know, and what do you understand? Okay. And those two questions are in Job 15, verse 9. The overriding questions, what knowest thou, what understandest thou with regard to AVB content, that Bible, the AVB, which is also called King James Version, KJV, what do you know and what do you understand? The two overriding questions. That's what these questions ask. Okay? And that's what your answers will show. They'll show what you know and what you understand. Even if it's nothing. Even if it is nothing. We know you know the personal questions. Where you live, what's your name, who are you, you know, what's your profession, your occupation, and all. We know you know those. But these other questions, okay, show what you know and what you don't know. Now, moving on. These are wonderful questions. And the real answers are just as wonderful. These questions are more than just ink on a page. They call for more than just your reading over. They call for more than what your preacher tells you. Okay? Your preacher has not told you, get this. Let me stick to the script. Okay. Okay. Now, have you heard the secret of God? Listen to this question. Psalm 42, verse 2. Lord all caps asks, when shall I come and appear before God? Do you know? It's a question, just like these other questions. I've answered that question. I have answered that question. But the questions are there for everybody to read. They're in the Bible. Do you just read over these questions? Or try to explain them away? But do you know the real answer, the truthful, honest answer to that which is being asked in this questionnaire that comes from Lord All Caps, but now being presented by the man, Tommy L. Hart? What do you know and what do you understand with regard to AVB content? You should know AVB stands for Authorized Version Bible, and you should know that the Authorized Version Bible is also called King James Version or King James Bible. Moving on. What is written in the law? What has the Lord All Caps spoken? Hast thou heard the secret of God? Have you found out Lord All Caps? Have you found him? Do you know who he is? When shall I come, Lord All Caps asks you, and appear before God? Now, let me say this because I might forget. Obviously, if you don't know the answer to these questions, then Lord All Caps is not talking to you, is he? Did I say that? I don't know. I did say it. You know what I mean, though. Think about it, and you know. I think you know what I mean. Yes. Now, the next question is said in Romans 11, verse 4. It asks you, or it asks the question, what saith the answer of God? That's a question. Many of you have probably read these questions, just like I have. But have you just read and kept going? I've had to consider every one of these questions that is now being presented to you. I've had to consider every one of them. From the personal questions, who am I, you know, Tommy L. Hart, what is my occupation, where do I live, to questions of great import, such as, who seekest thou? And just looking back over here, I left out some questions, okay? So let me move on fast because I want to get all these questions in. Let's go back and get these that I missed. Okay. In John chapter 1, verse 38, the question, what seek ye? What seek ye? What are you seeking? Okay. I'm not going to add to it. I'm not going to detract from it. What are you seeking? I want to say such stuff, but I'm going to restrain myself. Okay? What seekest thou? That question is set in, well, it's asked also in this question, which is another question. Let's see. What's the question now? And in John 18, verses 4 and 7, question, Lord all caps asks, whom seek ye? And I think I got these others, okay? Now, moving on. What is written in the law? How readest thou? Hast thou heard the secret of God? When shall I come and appear before God? What saith the answer of God? That question is set in Romans 11, chapter 4. I'm sorry, Romans chapter 11, verse 4. Then we come to Jeremiah 23, verse 37. The question, coming from Lord All Caps, what hath the Lord answered thee? Anything or nothing? What hath the Lord, all caps, answered thee? You. Micah 7, verse 10, Lord, all caps, and I want to say that question to the end, for the end, okay? Now, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 19, Lord, all caps, asks you, wherefore then serve the law? We had another question regarding the law. Lord all caps asks you, what is written in the law? And now he asks, what is the purpose of the law? Wherefore then serve the law? Notice, Lord all caps is not saying the law is void. And this is the New Testament. You know, I see the Bible all as being, you know, one drawn out presentation, you know, no Old Testament, New Testament, and all like that. But the information continues from Malachi on through, you know, from Genesis on through Revelation. Okay, but someone said this, that is, you know, divided into books and all like that, Old and New Testament and all like that, to make it easier to understand. I don't think it makes it easier to understand. But anyway, that's just what I have heard. Okay, moving on. Galatians 3, verse 19. And let me use the term New Testament and Old Testament, okay? All right? I don't think there's a New Testament, okay? I found out that both Testaments, Old and New, teach the same things. They teach the same things. Therefore, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes, there is nothing new. Go from the Old Testament, when you go past Malachi, into what you'll see called the New Testament. Everything that the things that are taught in the New Testament are also taught in the that called the Old Testament. Okay? The same things. They don't teach different things, irregardless of what you may have heard. And moving on. Okay, so Galatians 3:19 question, wherefore the answer of the law, comes under the heading New Testament. Just as the Luke 21:10 question, say asking what is written in the law, is under the heading of New Testament. But understand that both testaments teach the same things. And Lord all caps hasn't said yet, the law is void. Okay? When your preacher tells you the law is void, ask him what law? Ask him to point out the law and show you where it says that law in the AVB is void. You may read a statement saying the law is no more. The Bible says, show the evidence, if that's what you think. If that's what you end up, if that's your conclusion, the law is no more, then show the evidence for it. Okay? Because the statement is in the Bible, the law is no more, or something like that, you know? But the question, the Bible says, prove it. Prove all things. Prove that the law is no more. Show how that the because the Bible, from old to new, shows that the law is forever. It's eternal. It's still valid today, in our day and time. Still, it's still valid. Okay, I'm taking up a lot of time. Moving on, I have maybe 27 to 43 questions to go. Okay, Galatians chapter 4, verse 16. Listen, all caps ask you, quote, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Now, I'm going to ask you that also. Am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Have you heard me teach? Have you gone into my archives? Do you hate what I teach? Do you regard me as an enemy? Okay. But Lord Allcast has asked, and I quote, am I therefore become your enemy because I tell you the truth? End quote. Okay. Easy to understand. Just answer the question. Galatians, and I didn't write down the complete reference. I just wrote down the verse. But it's in the book of Galatians. You can go there and see. It's verse 21 in the book of Galatians. You can find out the chapter. The question Lord Alcaf asked, is the law then against the promises of God? John 18, verse 38, Lord Alcaf asked, what is truth? Asking you, what is truth? Job 28, verse 12, Lord Alcaf asked, where shall wisdom be found? And in the same, Lord Alcaf asked, and where is the place of understanding? In Job 28, verse 20, Lord Allcaps asks, whence then cometh wisdom? And in Job 28, verse 20, the same, it asks, and where is the place of understanding? Isaiah 10, verse 3, Lord Allcaps asks, what will you do in the day of visitation? What will you do in the day of visitation? Galatians chapter 4, verse 21. Do ye not hear the law? You get these questions on the law? The questions are in fall under the heading New Testament. Do ye not hear the law? Hear also means understand. Do ye not understand the law? Moving on. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 26. Who is there of all flesh that hath heard the voice of the living God? Asking you, who? John 8, verse 10, hath no man condemned thee? Do you know if this no man is a person? Who is this no man? Don't tell me it means no person, okay? All right. That's not an acceptable answer. Jeremiah 37, verse 17. Is there any word from the Lord, all caps? Asking you. 2 Peter 3, verse 4. Again, 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 4. Where is the promise of his coming? And now, Psalm 42, verse 3, the question to you. Where is thy God? In other words, where is your God? And remember, I stated earlier that this questionnaire is to you black people. Israelites included. Where is your God? And the final question here, John chapter 7, verse 47. Are ye also deceived? Are you also deceived? I have here 43 questions. That's the number that I have. If I didn't make a mistake, it's 43 questions. If I did, it's somewhere close to around 43, okay? 40-something questions to you. What say you? And as I said, yes, Lord All Caps knows, and I know, that you know your personal information. You know your name, your age, your occupation, what you're doing, and this and that. You know all that. But these other questions, the real questions coming to you, and all of them are real questions. Okay? But you know what I mean. The non-so-personal questions. Okay? Because I've told you to take them all as personal questions, okay? But what say you? What say you? What understandest thou, and what knowest thou? What do you know with regard to these other questions, non-personal questions? What do you know, and what do you understand? Now, let me say this. It is my experience that, well, let me put it like this. Maybe you have not heard anything. Okay, maybe. Maybe you have not seen anything in the AVB. Maybe you have not responded to anything. And maybe you have not done anything that the AVB asked of you. You therefore then, if that be the case, you therefore render yourself totally unable to read the book of the law having the designation of AVB/KJV. You render yourself totally unable to understand the book. You render yourself totally unable to understand the content of the AVB. Remember, there was the question, understandest thou what thou readest? Then the question, what understandest thou? And what knowest thou? And, in addition, you make clear by your inaction that you are not the one expected to come. Remember the question, art thou he or she that should come, or do we look for another? You say, if you got most of these answers, let me just put it like this. You make clear by your inaction, if you have not done any of these things, as I've said, not seen anything, not heard anything, not responded to anything, you haven't done anything that AVB asked of you, you make clear by your inaction that you are not the one expected to come. Simple as that, isn't it? Now, how do you judge yourself? How many answers, notwithstanding the personal questions, did you get right? Or could you understand, not understand, but could you answer? Because an answer with understanding, yeah. How many? Not regarding the personal questions. How many? Could you honestly give a good answer to, a good and accurate answer? The questions serve as a measuring device to show what you know and what you do not know. That's all. Now, if you want to understand, and you should if you are black, if you are an Israelite, you should want to understand Bible content because it has to do with you. It has to do with you. Okay? And let's see. And with that, I know I've given much information, so I'll cease here in this episode. Don't forget to visit me on Twitter and make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. How did you like the questionnaire? Well, is it enlightening? If it's showing what you know and showing what you don't know, then it is enlightening, okay? It is a good questionnaire if it does those things. Show what you know and show what you don't know. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. Join me next time.